Last month, 1,000 Prince Edward County area residents signed a petition calling on the Ontario Ministry of Transportation, MTO, to remedy service disruptions at the Glenora and Wolf Island ferries by hiring more ferry workers and retaining them with fair and competitive wages. OPSU Local 428 president and captain of the Glenora Ferry Service, Jody Pringle, who was at Queen's Park to deliver the petition, had the following to say about the Ford government's response.
The government's response was that they hired 20 new workers and that they are creating programs within the industry to try and help attract more seafarers, and that the industry is right now hurting for workers. But what they didn't tell was the fact that the 20 workers are deckhands down at Wolf Island, which were jobs that were going to be required for the new vessels. What we really need is we need licensed workers, like the engineers, the mates, the captains. And with what happened here with them bringing in temporary workers down at Wolf Island, they were willing to pay three times the wage and they got people overnight. So that just shows right there that if they pay the money, they'll get the people for the jobs. So that's the staffing agency. It's not the deckhands getting it, it's the staffing agency. So they've got captains, mates, and engineers on board down there at Wolf Island, and they're getting three times as much as what our people are. And that's how they're getting the people. They got them overnight. They're saying that there's an industrial shortage, but it goes to show that if they pay the proper wage for the industry, that you can recruit the people.
Captain Pringle also highlighted that ferry service positions come with an exceptionally high degree of personal responsibility and liability due to Transport Canada passenger safety mandates. Concerning the situation surrounding the deployment of electric ferries at Wolf Island, Captain Pringle summed up the situation in the following statements.
And down the road, the numbers are going to come out here, because questions are being asked by the people and by the MPP. So the numbers are going to come out exactly what they're paying these folks. It showed there the last time when they had the engineers in, and they only had, I think it was three guys, and within the 3 months that they were there, the number was $250,000. So how much are they paying for all these extra people that are there now? And the thing is that they've got these people there working. Well, they've got our employees who haven't been able to get the time to train because the boat's not ready to, right? So they haven't been able to do the proper training on the boat, and they don't have a pilot there to run them around in. So how are they going to get these boats in service if they don't do it in a proper manner? Right now they're under pressure from the government, so they're just trying to do whatever it takes to try and keep the people happy, right? Make it look good, and then everybody thinks, oh, the stuff's getting done. Well, when it comes down to it, the organization in this is just horrible, and it's going to take a long time to get things going at the rate that it's being worked at. So,
have you ever seen anything like this?
No, and we've never really ran into the situation like with these electric ferries, right? So I've never, in the 12 years it'll be 12 this year that I've been here, I've never seen it like this. And the big problem lies is that the lack of experience that's in the management level. Years ago when we worked here, we had what they called the senior ferry captains that worked as the managers, and they took that away. And ever since they took that away, the lack of knowledge just isn't there on the management end of things. So I think that is something that's really hurting and hindering, because if we had the proper people in those positions, or if there was a proper consultation that was done, they probably would not have ordered the boat that they did. And now it's going to take a long time before they get things going.
MTO, in response to the petition, stated that, quote-unquote, ferries are an integral part of Ontario's transportation network, and we recognize the critical need to ensure these services are available to communities that rely on them. There is an industry-wide shortage of seafarers, which has resulted in staffing challenges for the ferry services in general. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.